Welcome back to Alltech Radio. Robert McMillan with the oft-present Andy Young.
Mostly.
I was just giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm mostly here, Bob. Mostly.
And the guy who never leaves, Scott Portinga. You know, he's here when I get here and he's here when I leave. I don't think he goes home.
And when he does, he knows a guy.
I like it here. I think I'll stay.
So we were talking about the Palm Pre. And like I said, I first saw this at CES, and they made a huge deal about it. And I'm not seeing, you know, what's so exciting. But I'm not saying it's bad or anything. I'm just not seeing, you know, what's so exciting. Now, have you actually seen the interface on the Pre?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, what are they using? Palm's interface? Are they using Windows Mobile? What are they doing?
I don't know what the basis of it is. I think it's the Palm, but they've completely redesigned it into the touch interface plus the keyboard. I mean, they're giving you the flexibility you're hoping for on a mobile device. You know, whereas on the iPhone, you have to use the soft interface.
Oh,
you don't have any choice.
Okay.
And for people that come from BlackBerry or come from even Windows Mobile, where they have the keys.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like to spell on an iPhone.
Oh, it's tough. I really miss the pop-out keyboard. Yeah. Absolutely.
So from a functionality point of view, they've kind of merged the two technologies.
So they've taken the best of everything. But, you know, the G1 did that, too. The Android phone, it does that, too.
Yeah,
so.
And the G2's coming out, which I think will be a much more solid offering than the G1.
Well, I think long-term, and I mentioned this back when I did the BlackBerry Storm versus G1 versus the iPhone. The iPhone is the one for now.
Yeah.
The G1 or the G2 that's coming out is the future, and the BlackBerry should be a doorstop. Now, BlackBerry's, you know, their stock prices have gone through the roof, and it's all because President Obama says he likes BlackBerry, and you know I think that's the reason, because BlackBerries are not any better, and people have nothing but problems with them, and their dog phone, the Storm, you know. I can hardly get one of those things activated. They're so bad. They're in the bargain bin, 2 months after they made such a big deal out of it.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's 2-for-1. Or
Yeah. They've already started advertising. If you go to BlackBerry's website or see BlackBerry commercials, they've stopped advertising the Storm months ago.
Yeah, and I've been having to be very diplomatic. People ask me, what do you think of the BlackBerry? It's like, well, we've got clients that we support on BlackBerry. We run BlackBerry servers.
Oh, yeah, we host BlackBerry servers. Absolutely.
But if it's up to me.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, BlackBerry held the crown for a long time. They were the only push option
and they're
for
back
a long
again.
Time.
And now they're back. They have shrunk the Windows Mobile market. And
Microsoft shrunk the Windows Mobile market.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be honest.
That's true. But I don't see this thing as staying. I think as soon as something negative happens to President Obama, I think that all of a sudden the interest in RIM is going to go down with it, just like Peanuts and Carter.
I'm willing to bet that his BlackBerry's on a separate server farm all by itself.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't even have the traditional BlackBerry. He's got his own.
Own Bez server on a separate ring. You know, everything separate on that.
Isolated firewall.
I don't think they call it a BlackBerry, but I'll bet they had a hand in it.
I bet the NSA had a hand in it.
Yeah, really. So anyway, you know, if you want to check out the Pre, it's going to be out in another month or two. Well, May is when they're going to be training people and on the thing. So it'll be interesting. What I'd like to talk about now is we have a lot of customers who are in the IT field. And whether you own a business or whether you just work in the field, we have been searching for years and been using several different products that monitor servers. Mm-hmm. Now, our company, Alltech One, which, you know, we do a lot of agreements with customers where we will monitor their equipment and that kind of thing. We've been doing this for years. And I go all the way back to the year 2000 when I first started using Tivoli. And Tivoli is just a mammoth program that will monitor, you know, servers, routers, switches, everything. And it'll do of Unix, Linux, you know, everything like that. But since that time, most of the servers nowadays are Windows. You know, a lot of Linux and Unix servers have been replaced by Windows. Windows owns the market. Sure, there are application servers with Linux that are out there. Unix still has a hold on certain database programs used by Oracle and that kind of thing. But Windows really holds it. So most of the IT people, most of the companies that are listening to this program are, you know, using a Windows type of program. Well, after going through at least 100 different products, I finally found one that I liked.
And he's hard to please, folks.
I am hard to please. It's called the PA Server Monitor Pro. It's made by Power Admin, and you can take a look at it at poweradmin.com. So basically, if you're an IT administrator or computer consultant, then you've probably been looking for one of these as well for your office. And since I have checked out over 100 different products, I know what I'm talking about. And some of the products I've looked at are Op Manager, Microsoft Operations, MOM, they call it, Operation Manager.
What's Up Gold? I've used that one.
Yeah, What's Up Gold, right? Tivoli, IBM Director, Hyperic, which has a free version and a paid-for version, and tons of other ones. But I've looked at all of them. And PA Server Monitor is really cool. It's a server monitor program that can monitor in lots of different ways. And Scott actually has it up on screen right now, so he can kind of describe what he's going to see here in a second. The old traditional way was using a protocol called SNMP, or Simple Network Management Protocol. But that only told you whether the server was running. It didn't really tell you much other than that. But Microsoft came out with something called WMI, which is Windows Management Instrument, something like that. Anyway, it allows you to monitor a lot more things like temperature, event logs, disk speed, services, whether your service is up or down, and lots of different things. So, Scott, what do you see here? You've got the monitor up, and we've got in our test bed area, and what do you see there?
Well, we've got five different servers being monitored. One is actually remote from where I'm logged into.
Yeah, you don't have to actually have the servers on site. You can connect to them either through a VPN tunnel or just by opening certain ports on your firewall.
You can monitor anything you want. It's amazing. You have the list. I mean, you have a fairly hefty list of things you're monitoring.
Right.
And then you got another list just the same size of things you could be monitoring if you wanted to.
Exactly.
It's incredible what, you know, everything that it will monitor for you.
Yeah, it comes with some preset monitors. You know, one of the other big issues with some of these programs is, I had to go to school for a week just to learn how to install Tivoli. Yeah. This one, you just double-click on it, run through the executables, and the first server it installs it to is itself, of course. And it does a list of preset monitors that for you. So if you just want to do the normal things that most
disk space, CPU usage, things like that.
Yeah, event logs was a huge one. I mean, actually, in my testbed computers, I actually found out that there was a hard disk that was having a problem because of this. You know, telling me that that I hadn't even realized, and it tells you even before it fails. Which is great. It can tell you when it's having symptoms of failure.
Oh, yeah. If you start seeing page file write errors,
yeah,
that's an indication of a problem.
This is what I was going to ask you about the other day. Does it actually tell you when you're having degraded RAID status?
Yes. It depends on the type of RAID that you're using. If you have it tied into a Windows program built into Windows or installed as a third party, then you can add that. But if you do it completely beneath level of RAID, of Windows RAID or of the third party RAID, then it just sees it as a hard drive.
Yeah, a lot of hardware RAID are completely invisible to the OS.
Exactly. Right. But that being said, if it sees anything funky going on with the write speed or the write cache, then it can still give you a good indicator.
It's an indicator you might have a problem.
That something's going on, yeah. So you can also change the parameters. Like I noticed, I was getting a lot of ping errors. It was saying, hey, you know, your ping has increased by, the 1 second, at certain times.
It was 1 millisecond. Now it's 5 milliseconds.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And so what I did was I said, okay, only tell me if it's over, 3 seconds or something like that, because I did not want to be told with a connection, because I have one connection going to a slow DSL. And sometimes that slow DSL gets, even slower. And so I said, all right, don't tell me if it's this. Tell me if it's a higher threshold, because then I'll know there's a real problem. And you can say, don't tell me this often, because one of the things about performance monitor on Windows is the default checks actually drag down the server. So you don't want to have these checks from server monitor, dragging down the server by having it check too often.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah,
you
exactly. Okay? Exactly. You don't want to do that. So anyway, I love this product, and I think that people should go check it out. If they have to monitor any kind of server equipment, that's not just, Windows servers. I mean, it also monitors SNMP as well. So it can monitor your routers and your switches if you'd like to add that, through SNMP type of thing as well. So just go to www.poweradmin.com and take a look. I downloaded the free trial, and I think I'm gonna buy it, man. I like it. Yeah, I know.
And, you know it's serious when Bob spends money.
And we'll be back with more after this break from the Alltech Radio Show.